Leaked audio of Ohio's Frank LaRose attacking St. J.D. Vance sparks uproar against establishment Reno scumbag. By Nick Gilbertson on January 10, 2024. Ohio Secretary of State and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Frank LaRose is drawing fire after a reported audio clip of him surfaced in which he accused Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., of dirty insider politics and cutting a deal with leading GOP Senate candidate Bernie Moreno during the 2022 cycle. Journalist and host of Human Events Jack Posobiec first shared a 32-second audio clip to X and reported that LaRose was the man on the tape attacking Vance. Specifically, he contends on the tape that by endorsing leading Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno, Vance is repaying Moreno for a deal he alleges they cut in 2022, when Vance asked Moreno to drop out of the race. "I think that was a completely transactional thing between the two of them, to be very candid. Last year when J.D. Vance asked Bernie Moreno to drop out, Bernie Moreno dropped out, they cut a deal, and now, you know, J.D.'s paying it back," he said. "I think that's the kind of dirty insider politics people don't like, candidly." Vance slammed LaRose in response, calling the allegations utter bullshit in a post on X. "Bernie Moreno is an America First conservative and a good man. That's why I endorsed him," Vance wrote. Career politician Frank LaRose will lie through his teeth to get power. He's an amnesty supporting Reno who will send more of our money to Ukraine. Donald Trump Jr., another supporter of Moreno, who landed former President Donald Trump's coveted endorsement in a major blow to LaRose, ripped LaRose as a Reno, or Republican in name only, and a scumbag. He wrote that LaRose is desperate to try to save his failing Senate campaign, but what an absolute scumbag to make up a lie like this. He added that Vance and Moreno are both rock stars for America First and are going to make a great team for Ohio in the Senate. Even worse for LaRose, Vance's top 2022 primary competitor, Josh Mandel, gave Vance permission to share a text he sent to him calling the comments total bullsh. T in Bush League. And the fact that he says this crap behind closed doors but is afraid to say it to your face says it all. Comes off as weak and desperate, he added.